The old badger lord carried on with what he was saying.
Being blind has sharpened my perception, made me face things more rationally. For what rhyme or reason there is in the voices of long-gone badger lords, I cannot say. But I trust in them, and I feel instinctively I must heed their words. They have told me of my fate, and mark this, the ones who speak to me in dreams cannot be ignored. This is what I have learned. It is decreed that once the autumn leaves start to fall, I will not be seen again at Salamandastron. So it must be.
Mullane protested.
Not you, sir. Why, you've got absolute scads of seasons to go yet.
The ancient badger's immense paw covered his gently.
Now, don't go upsetting yourself, my friend. It comes to us all sooner or later. The thought of passing on does not worry me unduly. I've had a fine long life, much longer than I deserve, really, considering the wild path my blood wrath led me down. In my dreams, I have spoken with the great heroes of Salamandastron, Lord Brocktree, Sunflash the Mace, Boar the Fighter, Earthclaw, and others too numerous to mention. They all tell me one thing. Redwall Abbey will soon be in grave danger.
Major Mullane sprang from the windowsill, his paw clamped on the sabre hilt at his waist.
Then, with your permission, my lad, I'll arm up the long patrol and get a marching for the Abbey today.
Lord Ashai beckoned Mullane to sit down.
If it were that simple, you'd have been on your way with the patrol 3 days back.
The Major's long ears rose stiffly.
Then what the deuce is holding the confounded job up?
Ashai turned his sightless gaze toward his friend.
The new Badger Lord.
Major Mullane was back up and pacing the chamber.
New Badger Lord? What new Badger Lord? No beast told me about any new Badger Lord.
Ashai waited until the Major slowed his pace.
Listen, Mull. I told you I would not see another summer here. So who'll rule Salamandastron when I'm gone?
Mullane came to a halt, stamping his footpaw.
But what's all that got to blinking well do with Redwall being in danger? Really, sir, I'm all at sixes and flipping sevens with your dreams and riddles.
Ashai reached out and clasped his friend's paw.
Then sit down and be patient. Here, pour me some tea, and I'll explain as best I can.
The Badger Lord sipped his drink slowly, only continuing when he felt the hair had calmed down.
This Badger Lord who will succeed me, I have learned that he is still a young beast. However, he is possessed of an even more ferocious blood wrath than was ever inflicted upon me. Our long patrol will not be needed at Redwall Abbey, because he is fated to be there when the danger arrives. But before he can ever rule this mountain, he must be tested in the fires of battle. Now do you see?
Mullane stroked his bristling moustache.
Indeed I do, sir. The Lord of Salamandastron must be as wise as he's strong and warlike. But how will we know this chap? What does he look like, sir?